This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 155 for Wednesday, November 22nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower on Wednesday morning following a sharp drop in crude oil prices. Crude oil is losing more than $3 US per barrel due to an upcoming temporary Israel-Hamas ceasefire, as well as growing US stockpiles and the OPEC meeting delayed to next week. Chicago soybean is also down and European rapeseed is mostly lower. However, Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian dollar is down nearly one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The January canola contract is down 90 cents per ton at $720.30. In the U.S., corn and wheat are making gains, while soybeans are in the red. U.S. markets will be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving and will be open only on Friday morning. The U.S. Energy Information Administration will release its weekly petroleum report later this morning, which is expected to show improved ethanol production compared to the 1.047 million barrels per day produced last week. Bar chart left its average U.S. corn yield estimate unchanged at 183.74 bushels per acre. However, it raised planted area by 1.05 million acres to 85.29 million, with production up 738 million bushels to 15.67 billion. The March corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.93. Argentine soybean farmers may hold back sales until mid-December when President-elect Javier Milei is sworn in. Milei has pledged to eliminate grain export taxes and undo controls, keeping its exchange rate artificially strong. Ahead of precipitation across most of the country next week, Abiov left its Brazilian soybean production estimate unchanged at 164.7 million tons. Barchard raised its U.S. soybean production estimate by 146 million bushels at 4.507 billion. Planted area is slated to increase by 130,000 acres to 86.62 million, while the average yield was left unchanged at 52.03 bushels per acre. The January soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.69. The United Nations World Food Program warned that Ukraine's wheat production may be unable to meet domestic and international demand if shipping routes are blocked and infrastructure continues to be attacked. On Tuesday, Ukraine's port of Odessa suffered a Russian missile attack. However, APK Inform raised the country's wheat export forecast to 13 million tons. Much of the U.S. Central Plains will only receive up to a quarter of an inch of precipitation over the next week. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.89. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.31. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.35. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.